A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Well, Tony and Val McGinley, good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning to you. Now, if you have any queries or questions, get them into us now on any of our numbers. We're going to start with this one that we kind of talked about at the end of the show last week. One of our three children, the oldest and youngest, are constantly bickering, I should say. It really annoys me, particularly because the older girl won't leave her sister be. The eldest is always at her sister. I have personal issues regarding being the youngest, which I was in my family, and I always came out the worst off in a situation. Is there something I can do to stop this fighting?
Yeah, well, I'll go first on this one. First of all, I think if this listener still has issues, they need to get them resolved. Yeah, there's no point in kind of carrying stuff to the end of your life. And I hope, listener, it's seriously changed for you now that you don't come off the worst anymore, even though you're all adults, I'm presuming. Well, you are, because you've got children. And as regards the children, now, my advice might not sit properly with you, but what I would do in that situation, and it isn't really advice, it's what I would do in that situation, is I would ignore the behaviour. And I would endeavour to give the oldest more attention during the coming months. Now, it might take a long time for this to resolve, but the youngest, and I'm talking about your children, the youngest is in a very powerful position because they're the youngest. And the oldest is in a kind of a detrimental position because they're the oldest, and we always seem to expect more of the oldest.
Do you think that's possibly what could be going on here? There are different expectations, Val.
I do, yeah, I do. I mean, Tony talks about the family, and families, for the most part, follow a general rule. And the rule of thumb is it's better to receive negative attention rather than no attention at all. So I suspect, and I may be wrong about this, I suspect that the oldest is striving for attention, not from her sister, but from her mother.
Okay,
and I would recommend that the mother remove herself. Tony mentioned last week, bear it, beat it, or boot them out in order of preference. So if I find I can bear it, fair enough, get on with my cooking the dinner or whatever the heck I'm doing, watching a television program. If I can't bear it, if it really annoys me, beat it. Gosh, I've got to put the washing load on, or whatever. And if I can't do either of those, boot them out. Would you mind? I remember doing a parenting course years and years and years ago in our living room, which is at one end of the house. And our two sons were fighting out in the hall. And they were interfering with the group. So I opened the door and I said, lads, would you mind taking your argument somewhere else, please? Now, what those two lads did is they went all through the house, out the back door, and they were arguing outside the living room window. My back was to the window, but the other people in the group said, your two kids are having an argument outside your back, outside the window. And I said, I rest my case.
Leave them off.
Which I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony?
Yeah. I usually take a sort of, as I say, engineering look at the family. And the family has been likened to a jungle, basically. And the same sort of rules apply between wild animals and humans up to a point. But basically, there is always struggle in a family with more than one child for recognition. And as Val said, even negative recognition is better than no recognition. Or attention, you know. And basically, what needs to happen is for the parent, in that case, to step back from trying to teach the children, because you can't really teach children, but you can train them. And it's a slow process. It's a very slow process. So as Val was also saying, you know, by ignoring bad behavior and focusing very strongly on good behavior, So kids are fighting, let them off. And then the perpetrator does something small but positive, really focus on it. And that's one way of shifting the energy. Because if you go in with all guns firing into that situation, it'll only aggravate the feelings. And those feelings then will come up again and again and again.
And yeah. If the oldest child is punished, I'm asking the listeners to think what that will do to the older child and the younger child. The younger child will be, my parent took my side in the argument. And that's not good for the relationship between the two sisters, which needs to be based on unity. And as Tony said, they can be trained for unity.
Mm. Mm. Do you have to be careful, though, in that scenario of either removing yourself from the situation or otherwise, that, you know, you need to be careful that there isn't serious abuse going on or bullying going on between the others?
Exactly.
This isn't the common garden.
Oh, Jerry, no. For sure. And, you know, it's been acknowledged by the professionals that in the case of removing myself, there's never any serious damage done. Mm. But I know that in my house, I had the knives and things out of sight and out of mind. They yeah. were high up.
And by removing, you're in the next room or you're sending them outside, you're not, like, getting in the car and driving down the road and leaving it to their own devices.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. For fear the house would be on fire when you got back.
Yeah.
Now, another query into us here goes like this. I've run a fairly successful small business for many years. I've always felt the support of my family with the business. The problem is I haven't had the courage to tell them how worried I am about it not going well for the last number of years. My accountant told me things are shaky and I'm worried sick. Have you any suggestions how we should handle these things?
Tony?
Yeah, I first and foremost, I would say the family need to know, and that's the number one rule. Now, if it wasn't at the shaky and the accountant had given you a warning, you might sort of choose to not let them know. But at this stage, if things are truly shaky financially or whatever, you need to tell them. So the way to tell anybody is to break it gradually in small steps. And you could say something like, oh, I was talking to my accountant and he said that things aren't as good as they were, and leave it at that for a week or whatever, and then go the next step very gradually. But you have to get the message across, because in my opinion, there's nothing worse than the sudden shock of a total failure of business where literally everybody's on their uppers. Whereas if people are prepared, you know, I think they handle it a little bit better anyway.
Yeah. And we're not implying that the business is going to fail. There's no way that is. But what hops out of me is how worried I am.
Mm.
And if the listener is worried, I don't think you should be having that, carrying that. Like we're carrying enough in life as it is, all
yeah.
of us, in one
yeah.
way or another.
Yeah.
So my thinking on it is, cut your losses, girl, or if it's a girl or if it's a boy, cut your losses, you know, and rather than be worried about it.
Okay, and is there a possibility if you do tell someone or tell them, Tony, like that you may get help to remedy the situation, that you're not carrying
yeah,
it all on your own shoulders?
I think the single biggest bit of help would be off your mind. And therefore, you'd be able to focus more on getting the business up and running than being worried about the family. And very often, as you point out there, they may be able to, you know, come up with some practical help, you know, like maybe taking part in the business to some extent or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it will help in two ways. And one is he won't be worried, so or she, and be able to put more energy into the business. And the others may also be able to help.
Yeah, I think that we've been trained to handle situations on ourselves, or by ourselves.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily correct, to be quite honest with you, listeners. I think if we consult with other people, other members of the family and other people, they may, and I can remember it happening to me, they may have a solution that is so flippin' easy that it will solve the problem or go some way towards solving the problem, as you suggested, Jerry.
Yeah, and the sky won't fall in if you tell them, look, I'm having problems, but the sky will fall in if you leave it till the business collapses and they know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The most successful businesses on the planet, and that's well proven, are cooperatives. And the reason they are successful is because that word, cooperative. And the cooperatives that fail and go down the tubes are the ones where people start putting their finger in the till and break that sort of cooperative rule. But the same applies to any size business or any size of anything. If there's a cooperative spirit, it puts huge energy into the task in hand. And in this case, I think, you know, as I say, break it gently to them. Don't go in like and fire it out as a fait accompli and frighten the life out of them. But you could find yourself having huge cooperation.
And the other thing is, I think, thank them for their support down the years.
Yeah.
Express it.
Yeah, a positive way of saying it. Okay, a comment in here from a listener. Female caller, we Tony and Val's discussion on bullying and siblings fighting. Sometimes bad parenting can be the cause of bullying. I know of one family where the mother always sides with the daughter, who is the bully, siding with her against the other siblings.
Yeah, a listener, I have to say that bullying wasn't mentioned.
We're talking about siblings in terms of like sibling squabbling is what we're talking about from the query that came in from a listener.
Right. Yeah. I remember in our children, our youngest boy used to go in and watch Bosco on the television. And the older boy would take his breakfast into the living room, and he couldn't have cared less about Bosco. But he went in and he tortured, in inverted commas, our youngest son.
Just for the joy of it.
Yeah,
to get reaction, to get the parents reacting. And, you know, that's the attention-seeking thing. Do anything to get a reaction. A reaction is better than no reaction.
Yeah, another listener gets in touch, says, being the eldest in the family is very stressful. One is saddled with everything. And that can happen, as the point you made.
That's true. You're the eldest. I expect more of you.
It's not always true. I was the eldest, and I didn't find that happened.
Yeah. I was the youngest, and one of my siblings used to reach across the table and grab my sandwiches and eat it. And if I told my mother, I got no satisfaction at all.
Joy.
In inverted commas, tortured.
There you go. Okay, all right, guys. Any more comments for Tony and Val? Any questions? Get him into us. Send me your number is 066-712-3666, the number to call us on. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300. My thanks to Tony and Val McGinley for another great show. They'll be with us next Wednesday morning, so get your questions and queries in for them.